You're listening to Valley Edition. This week, LA's Cornerstone Theater Company is coming to Fowler to bring a production of their new play, The California Tempest, to the community. It's the sixth city in a 10-city tour that started last year in Weed Patch, celebrating Cornerstone's 10 years of summer residency programs. Here to tell us more, we have Ashley Sparks, Community Relations Manager for Cornerstone, and Peter Howard, an actor in the play. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I want to start with you, Ashley. Tell me about the California Tempest project overall. We'll talk about the play itself in a bit, but this is a unique project that has Cornerstone back here in the Central Valley. You started in Weed Patch earlier last year with this production. Exactly what does Cornerstone do when it comes to a community and does a production? Because you aren't bringing everyone from LA, are you?
No, actually, we have four actors who are members of the ensemble, Cornerstone's ensemble, that are professional actors from Los Angeles, and then we have another eight who are from different productions we have done in the past throughout the state of California. So for this project, we're going back to celebrate 10 years of doing summer residencies across the state. And we've interviewed people in all of these 10 communities from Holtville, which is down near the border, up to Eureka. And we've incorporated those stories into our version and adaptation of The Tempest.
And this is not your first visit to Fowler. A few years ago, you were here in the Valley for the original production, A Man Comes to Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Peter was actually the man who came to Fowler in that show. So maybe he can talk a little bit about that production.
Yeah, what was that like and now coming back?
That was a play very rooted in Fowler history. And it was written by playwright Julie Marie Myatt based on about a year's worth of interviews in the community. And it was really kind of a travelogue, a historical tour of Fowler through the eyes of one man who happens to end up there, gets lost in the fog. And
as some of us do
exactly,
from time to time.
Exactly.
Again, we're talking about this new production, The California Tempest. How do you describe what Cornerstone does? Because I think the term community and theater, when they're usually put together, they usually mean something else other than what you do. How do you describe it?
I describe us as a professional theater company that makes new plays with and about communities. And that means that we collaborate with anyone who's interested and willing to step forward, accept the invitation and talk to us and perhaps even eventually appear on stage.
So this production is coming to Panzac Park in Fowler coming up on March 5th, 6th, and 7th. Cornerstone, again, bringing its actors plus local actors in this production. Tell me about the play itself. This is based on Shakespeare, but loosely.
Yeah. Although if you know Shakespeare's Tempest, you're going to hear a lot of familiar language. But Allison Carey has also a special gift for kind of reimagining Shakespeare text and filtering in what she's hearing in communities around the state in this particular circumstance. So in the midst of Shakespeare's play, the drama about the deposed Duke, and which is now, of course, an unseated governor. In our version, Shakespeare's play begins with a shipwreck. Ours begins with a plane crash. And the drama proceeds from there with a lot of characters from around the state kind of thinking about the future. How would we imagine the future of the state of California if we imagined that it was all gone?
Wow, that's a fascinating concept. Turning back to you, Ashley, what is the process look like when you set up shop in a community?
Yeah, so we've been coming to Fowler for the past year. We've made several site visits. And in that time, we build relationships with community organizations. And the city of Fowler has been very supportive, as has the library. And so we spend time talking to people. And then when we finally land, about 3 weeks before the show happens, we do auditions. We are constantly inviting people to be a part of the play. And we start rehearsals that first week. There are about three of us that advance. And then the second week, the remaining team of 30 joins us. And so those are the touring actors, the production company, and we just start to install the set. And we have currently taken over the park at Panzac. And the city has been incredibly supportive. They've poured concrete for us to help extend the space where our stage is going to be. They've helped spread the word to people locally. So we really look for who the partner is that's going to help us ground the work in that place.
Now, Peter, what is your role in the play?
I play the role of Caliban, who is a he's not someone who arrives on the mountaintop on the island, but he is a he's been a resident for quite some time, and he is essentially in service to the ruler, the magician Prospero in Shakespeare's version, Prosper, because she's a woman in our retelling of the tale. He's a bit of a tortured soul, has an interesting kind of journey through the course of the play.
Now, what is the process like for you in that this is not a conventional tour? It's a little bit different because you're working in every community where you go from town to town with a slightly different group of people with the local flavor that comes in. That has to make your job interesting.
It does. It's different everywhere, kind of to state the obvious, but not only in terms of the environment. I mean, we were indoors in East Salinas a few weeks ago, and now we're back in Panzac Park. And there is a section of the second half of the play that we call the community celebration, which is, in the case of Fowler, upwards of 20-some-odd local residents. It's a chunk of the play that is very rooted in local thoughts and ideas and feelings about the future of the Fowler community and why people love living there. So it's there's enough different every place to make it feel like a whole new play.
So in that case, it really does change from community to community. If you went back from – you're doing a 10-city tour. This is the sixth city. If you went back to Weed Patch and that original production there, quite different?
Definitely quite different from the time that we premiered in Weed Patch. The community chorus section is written with the community when we get to town in that two-week time period. And so it's really based on listening to the stories of the people who are in the room and in the cast in that moment. So in each community, it's completely different.
Now, I understand that the drought also plays a part in this and actually part of the project we've been working on here at the station, Voices of the Drought. How does that play into this play?
I think that we are interested thematically in how the environmental impact of what's going on, and that theme has come up across the state of California. So everywhere we've gone, when we've asked about what's your hope or wish for the future of California, in almost every community, the answer is rain. So we started to have a conversation with here at the radio station around how do we link the stories of Voices of the Drought to the content in the play. And so rather than it just being a tempest that is about a rainstorm, there's also an earthquake. There's reference to drought. And each the character that's from Fowler also talks about their desire to have rain in their community. So
again, we're talking about the new production of The California Tempest, the sixth stop in a 10-city tour. What are the other communities you're going to?
After this, we'll be in Holtville and then Eureka, San Francisco, and we will close out in downtown Los Angeles in June.
That sounds like a great opportunity to see something truly unique in Fowler. What are the details if people want to make it to Panzac Park? What should they do?
They should call and make a reservation, and that number is 1-800-578-1335. And the shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week at 7 o'clock.
Again, it's a Cornerstone Theater Company's tour of 10 cities of The California Tempest in Fowler. This week, we've been talking with Ashley Sparks, Community Relations Manager for Cornerstone Theater, and Peter Howard, an actor in the play. Thanks to both of you for joining us today, and best of luck in the production.
Thank you.